cervical cancer is the leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the developing cancer. And as you know, it's ranked the 15th in cancer deaths among women in the United States as of 2006. Pap testing is recommended to be done at least every three years, starting from the age of 21 or at the onset, 3 years from the onset of sexual activities, whichever comes first. However, as regards the time of stopping of Pap testing, it's recommended to be the age of 65 unless the woman have a risk factor or she has recent abnormal Pap testing. As regard obesity, as 2005, almost quarter of American women was reported to be obese. Compared to healthy women, obese women tend to have greater number of health problems, and also they tend to have higher utilization of the healthcare system. However, although they have higher utilization of the healthcare system, it is reported that they have lower utilization of the preventive services such as screening, and similar to that is the screening of Pap testing and screening such as mammograph. There is a probable role of hormonal factors in cervical carcinoma, and this could be influenced by obesity. As regard race and its association with cervical cancer screening, there are conflicting results, and there are some reports that say that there is a high rate of cervical cancer among white women. However, there are other studies that reported that among minority women, there are higher rates than white women. That's why the objective of our study today is to see whether obese women in Maryland between the age of 40 and 64 years old were less likely to undergo Pap testing than non-obese women, and to explore if this is changed by race or not. Maryland Cancer Survey was conducted in 2004, and this is a population-based statewide survey. The survey was conducted to test the cancer screening and behavior risk factors. The survey was done among Marylanders between the age 40 and above, and it was conducted in the winter and spring of 2004. The survey is random digit dialing, and it was computer-assisted survey. The data analysis was conducted in several steps. The first step, we have done a weighted bivariate analysis, and we say weighted because the data was weighted to Maryland population. And the bivariate analysis looked at the association between our outcome, and our outcome is being up to date by Pap testing, and up to date means being tested within the best 3 years, having Pap test in the best 3 years. And we looked at the association between Pap testing and various factors such as demographic factors, such as the age, being in the urban or rural area, and various factors. And the main outcome, of the main predictor, of course, such as the, which is here, the BMI. And the second step, we looked at the race, and this is our interaction term, and we have done that in stratified analysis. After we conducted that, we have done the multivariable logistic regression, and we have done it also in weighted analysis, and we reported the Rao chi-square, which is a weighted version of the chi-square. As regard our results, we interviewed almost 5,000 subjects, of whom around 1,500 are women. For women to be included in the analysis, she has to be between the age of 40 and 64, and the upper limit 64, because this is the recommendation for Pap testing. The woman have to have a uterus to be included in the analysis, and she has to have BMI information. Almost 70% of our women were white versus 30% were non-white. As regard BMI distribution, quarter of our women were obese. As regard our outcome, we found that 92% of the women reported to be up to date by Pap testing. In the second step of the analysis, we looked at the bivariate analysis, and we found out that women were more likely to be up to date by Pap testing if they were normal or overweight versus if they were obese. if they were white versus non-white, if they have high school graduate or more versus less than high school, if they have health insurance versus those who didn't have health insurance, if they have excellent health or very good health versus those who were poor health or very poor health. Also, if they have reported having a routine checkup within the last 2 years versus those who didn't report having a routine checkup within the last 2 years. Then we looked at the interaction between race and BMI. This table show you that here, for this total, this is the percentage of up-to-date. And as you see, among the white, 93% of the women were up-to-date versus 90% of the women among the minority. Here, 95% of women who were normal BMI and 94% of overweight were up to date versus 86% of the obese. So as you see that the percentage of up to date were more or less similar among the normal and overweight versus the obese. That's why in further analysis we combined the normal and overweight and we made the analysis only in two categories, obese versus non-obese. If you looked at the minority group, you will see that the percentage of PET testing didn't differ by the BMI group. It was more or less the same, 90%, 91%, 90%. However, the situation was different among the white. Among the white obese, the percentage of up-to-date was 84%, but the white non-obese was 95 and 96%. And this graph show you the previous table. This yellow line represent the minority and this white line represent the white. And you, as you see how the change happened in the obese group. This table show you the logistic regression and it represent all the variables that we looked at and we adjusted for. This table show the association between not being up-to-date and PEP testing and the various covariate. As you see here, because there is an interaction, we don't have only two term race and BMI, we now have four strata. So as you see among the white, the obese have four times the odd of being not up-to-date versus the non-obese. However, among the minority, the obese and not obese were similar. Similar to that among the obese, white and minority were similar, but among the non-obese, white were less likely to be not up to date, to be not being up to date than the minority. Women who reported being poor or fair health status were two times the odd of being not up to date than those who have excellent or very good health status. Also, we found trend between being not being up to date and the time since the last physical exam. And as you see that there was more than 42 the odds of being not up to date if you were 5 years or longer since your last time of physical exam. Also, the education level made a difference. Those who have high school or less have two times the odds of not being up to date versus those who have some college or more. So our study revealed that if you look only at obesity main effect, obese women were less likely to be up to date than non-obese women. Race main effect, white women were moderately more likely to be up to date than minority women. As regard race and interaction, among white women, obese women were less likely to be up to date with screening than non-obese women, while among minority obese and non-obese women were similar in screening rates. Among non-obese women, minority women were less likely to be screened than white women, and among obese, white and minority women were similar in screening rates. Also, we found that women were more likely to be screened in the last 3 years if they reported excellent or good health status, more than high school education, and received a recent physical exam. As regard other studies, the studies revealed that obese women are screened less than non-obese women, which is similar to what we found. However, these studies were conducted among white women. So we searched the literature and we looked at the other studies that were conducted in non-white women. and there was no difference screening by BMI status in most of the studies conducted in minority women. Only one study showed that obese minority women are less likely to be up to date than if they compared it to non-obese. However, even in those studies that have been conducted in minority women, they found that the follow-up rate in minority women after screening is less than the white women. Lack of PEP testing were also associated with limited English proficiency and not receiving a recent physical exam. The limitation of our studies included recall bias of time of screening, and this could be because the woman usually recall the screening more recent than what happens. And if this happened, this is called telescoping, and we don't believe that will be different between different BMI status, thus it wouldn't affect our results. Also, the self-report of weight and height, and if this happened, this will lead to lower rates among the non-obese, and this will lead to more conservative results. The strength, this is a population-based study, it is large sample size, and it was weighted to Maryland population. As a conclusion, in our population, disparities in PEP tested were observed by race and obesity. The effect of obesity was moderated by race effect. Screening rate among minority women didn't vary with their race, weight status, and obese white women were less likely to be screened than non-obese white women. We recommend that in order to meet the goals of Healthy People 2010, special programs are needed to reach excluded subpopulation, included minority women and obese women. I would like to thank my colleague in University of Maryland and Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, and I would like to say that this survey was supported by the Maryland Cigarette Restitution Fund.